Salesianum announced Tuesday afternoon it's withdrawing a proposed agreement with the city of Wilmington to overhaul the aging facility. Under that plan unveiled 2 weeks ago, Salesianum would have raised private funds to renovate and maintain Baynard as part of a 50-year lease deal. Salesianum's move comes in the wake of a decision by city officials Monday night to create a task force to more fully examine how to best proceed. Wilmington City Council President Theo Gregory says the task force will seek alternative funding for the project so a single entity like Salesianum doesn't control the facility.
So the task force would have to come up with a concept and monies to raise for that concept. So what was a definite now is a maybe.
Public dollars, state dollars more specifically, have supported the stadium in the past. Salesianum President Brendan Keneally says he was hoping to take the burden off of state and city taxpayers by leaning on donations from its alumni and other community members. Keneally said he'd already received promises totaling $3 to $4 million for the project and was working with a couple of donors on potential $10 million gifts. But he notes he couldn't guarantee that support would still be available when the task force's work is complete.
While they want to move a different direction right now, our offer to help still stands. I can't guarantee that the same offer will be on the table. I don't know what they're going to put forward. I don't know what our donors are going to feel after all this.
Megan Pauley, Delaware Public Media.